from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Lee, I've been wondering when this would happen, when this would begin. If you welcome the world's worst gangs, worst cartels in your country, then you welcome whatever they do in other countries. And then you combine that with really liberal prosecution because you want them to stay and vote Democrat one day. What do you get? Well, you get essentially what they do in other countries. I've been forecasting that this would begin to happen for a while, that you would see pushback from the gangs and the cartels. They would begin to execute police officers and eventually work their way up to political candidates, which is what they do in their home countries, most particularly Mexico. And if you want an open border with Mexico, you're going to have whole cities where, you know, whoever challenges those on the cartel payroll for, you know, a seat on the city council just wind up dead. That's the norm. It will happen. It is only a matter of time. It starts with the killing of police officers, police chiefs, and then it goes from there. And look what we have in the New York Post headline. I have the wrong one here. I'm sorry. Well, anyway, while I'm finding it, it's Tren de Aragua has now allegedly the leaders given permission to not just beat cops, but to execute them. Should they get in the way of the gang? So now remember me originally talking about this, because you could see this was something different in New York. Remember the cops who got the tar beaten out of them by those illegal immigrants?
Right. Just because they were asked to move along.
Yes. They hadn't even arrested anybody or, you know, they weren't resisting arrest. Nothing
no
like
threat.
That.
No threat whatsoever.
No. What they were doing was they were on like mopeds and they were stealing women's purses with an eye toward bigger purses that might contain laptops, cell phones, things like that. And then they were taking those and selling them. So the police officer simply said to the Tren de Aragua game, you got to move on. You can't hang out here victimizing people. He didn't even bother to arrest him. They beat the heck out of that cop and another cop. By the way, they just got a plea deal from Alvin Bragg because it's not a big, you know, if you're not perceived to be a Republican, then, you know, whatever you want to do. It's all good. Beat a cop in the street. No big deal. Okay. So, look, I can't help but wonder if Tren de Aragua didn't see that in New York and go, well, you know what? We'll just go right on to what we were doing. We'll just go ahead and start killing cops who, you know, get in our way, don't see it our way. And that's where we are this morning. Breaking news from the New York Post. This is what they're going to begin doing. They have gotten the green light for members to shoot U.S. cops. That's according to a Homeland Security memo. Green light to attack and open fire on cops. So you have to understand, look, cops have always been shot in the line of duty. And I know I could hear Democrats out in the audience go, no, it's no big deal. I mean, they've always been. No, this is different. This is if they refuse to go on the payroll, if they challenge you or your territory, you can murder them. That's what this is, as they do in other countries. That's what this is. Credible human sources from Colorado provided information on Tren de Aragua, giving the green light to fire on and attack law enforcement before, I guess, they could merely beat them for interfering with their, you know, with their territory. Yeah. Where does this lead? In case you're wondering what comes next for you. And you could just put in, it's fascinating to read. You could put in Mexico and police chief murdered cartel. And if you're not on the payroll there, you usually don't make it a year. Sometimes they kill your entire family and you, sometimes just you, but you'll need a full security detail to resist them. By the way, this goes for judges too. This is why judges don't convict them, because judges get killed as well. And this is how this ends. So what happens? Well, it works all the way on up to, if you're a candidate and you're running and you're not on their payroll, they kill you. And this is all coming, it's all coming here. Headline, Mexican candidate assassinations hit grim record ahead of Sunday's election. This is in Mexico. This is back in May. Number of assassinated candidates in Mexico, 37 dead.
37 candidates assassinated.
Yes.
Prior to an election.
Uh-huh. 37.
37.
Yep.
Not attempted assassinations, but 37 people that are dead.
No, there were 121 attempted assassinations, 37 successful.
Okay. So there you go.
So many people hurt, some dodged the bullet.
Right.
But yeah, no, that's what happened. If you do not have the cartel's permission, this is not Tren de Aragua. Tren de Aragua is a Venezuelan gang. But this,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet, comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patients is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is just how it works. If you do not have their permission to run, they will kill you. They will kill you. And it just is the way that it is.
For now.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the 37 dead. That's one more than the 36 dead in the last election cycle. Incredible these people continue to run without getting permission. Honestly, that's an act of bravery. Listen to the total of attacks on candidates. So this is, includes assassination attempts, over 100 of those. And then just brick throwing, rock throwing, assaults. Beatings is another common one. They'll beat you as a warning. And by the way, this is Reuters. I'm quoting. 828 total non-lethal attacks on candidates during the current election season, up from 749.
Non-lethal attacks, which are actually, you know, physical violence as opposed to just, you know, verbal altercations, which would be reported here in this country.
Yeah, usually it's an escalation of violence. They will, you know, like, leave a bomb in your yard, it goes off, shatter your windows, shoot through your windows. Next time it's a beating. If you don't listen, drop out, then they try to kill you. And so this is where Tren de Aragua is heading. And that was why I remember at the time I made such a big deal of the beating of those officers, because it was so different. Mm-hmm. Because it was a punishment for the officer questioning the illegal immigrant gang member's right to be in the territory. And you just don't do that.
In New York City.
In New York City.
1,000 miles from the border.
Yes. That's their territory. The cops, where they come from, understand you don't question that. And you know who else understands it? The prosecutor, too. He didn't care. He cut a plea deal with him. So that's where we are. And I have said we are going to lose territory in this country to these cartels because of the combination of open borders and liberal prosecutors. We're going to have whole city councils, county commissions that are controlled by cartels with whichever Democrat is not on their, you know, not on their payroll, not being able to do it. I don't think we're going to have it in right wing areas because I think we just won't put up with it.
Well, former President Trump has already been, making some noise about this. And in fact, I saw a headline just yesterday. I think it was Rolling Stone magazine talking about that. That Trump wants to bomb Mexico. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. I'm going to look that up right now. Tell me about it.
Well, here's the thing. This is something that Trump has talked about for quite some time, is that if these drug cartels are going to continue to be a threat to this country, to national security, whether it is the safety of the citizens or anyone else, that he is willing to consider, and this is all he's been talking about, using special forces to go into Mexico and take out these drug, assassinate maybe some of these drug cartel kingpins.
Okay, yeah, I just pulled it up. Yeah it's May.
Which, quite honestly, to me sounds like a rational, listen, I'm not talking about invading Mexico. That's certainly not the situation. However, if you have a sovereign nation next door to you that is allowing illegal activity and is threatening the lives and the sovereignty of your nation, why would you not go after them?
And they're going to have to ultimately do that to kill off the head of the snake, because it's not going to get killed off in Democrat areas. I'm telling you, you are going to see Democrat areas where the entire city council is owned by the Mexican cartel.
Right. And nor is it going to be taken care of in Mexico, where is actually the problem.
Yeah. That's not going to stop it.
No.
No, you're just going to have a string of bodies. By the way, if you look up what is going on, Kristi Noem, the governor of
South Dakota.
Is it South Dakota? I always get them confused.
Yeah,
South Dakota was saying this is a problem because on Indian territory, the cartels have come in and taken over those Indian tribes. She can't do anything with state law enforcement.
Right.
And the feds, I guess, aren't getting it done. They're going through these Indian reservations now, killing off the leaders, taking over, running the place, using them as hubs for production of drugs and distribution of drugs. And they'll just come in and kill you if you don't go along with it. She said, I don't know what to do.
Well, she can't, because it is sovereign territory.
Yeah.
The Indian reservations are sovereign Indian nation territories. The U.S. federal government does not have jurisdiction there unless they are asked to come in to do something. And that's what's happening. These cartels are using that, particular unique situation in the United States where you have a sovereign nation within this nation to circumvent the law and to, advance their own profitability.
And this very much scares me. And this is what the Battleground America podcast was on yesterday with, what I think is happening. I think the Democrat Party is merging with the Quds Force, with the Iranian National Guard, with the mullahs. I think they have common political interests. I think they'd both like to see Trump out of the race. And I think they're working together. I mean, when you're looking at these violent protests on the ground in America, and what do we learn from Politico? Joe Biden's, donors are funding them. So's Iran, with the money Joe Biden has given them. Billions of dollars, $80 billion just the last 3 months alone that was frozen under Trump. If Trump wins, that money's going to be frozen. So those mullahs are highly motivated to get rid of Trump, and so are the Democrats. And you see them kind of working together in a weird way. You see them unsecuring and insecuring the Trump rallies at the same time. Iran is sending new assassins. And you just got to wonder, eventually, will the Democrats figure out, maybe it's already starting, that they can use these foreign entities that are crossing our border as shock troops, deniable assassins, partners, if you will, with mutual interests, so nobody has to tell anybody else what to do. They just know, like in Mexico, 37 candidates dead. Well, we just wake up one day and our candidates are dead. It happens in Mexico, and the border's open. There's nothing to keep it from happening here, other than in red areas, law enforcement will fight it. But what if we lose control of blue areas to this? Because I think that's coming. I think all of it's coming. Unless we close that border. So, Lee, I think Trump may not have a choice. I mean, are you going to trust the FBI to go in and, what, clean up a city council entirely controlled by the cartels, where the cartels kill whoever runs against them, like happens in Mexico? No, I don't trust the FBI. Trump would have to, or whoever's president, would have to send kill teams down to Mexico to take it out at the head of the snake.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.